This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jesus Moniz Jr. Date of birth, August 9th, 1962. Case ID number is 500-4106. Date of exam, July 18, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Su Clinica Familiar in Raymondville, dated 12/28/2022. Identifying information. This is a 60-year-old widowed male who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of seizures and hernias. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2014, where he worked at odd jobs for extra money. He states all his life he's been a carpenter and did ranch work, as well as being a migrant worker for 30 years. He states that these jobs were mostly part-time, and he would work 4 to 5 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his mother in her house and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations, number one, seizures. Number two, abdominal hernia. History of allegations, number one, seizures. The claimant states that in 1970, he started to develop grand mal seizures. He states that he has auras where he hears voices and music, and he knows at that time that he has to prepare for a seizure. The claimant denies any history of trauma, comma, tumors, comma, cerebrovascular accidents, comma, or infectious disease. He does have a history of alcohol and drug abuse, and states that the doctor states that it might have been coming from the problem he had with alcohol abuse. The claimant states he has 2 seizures per week, and the last time he was in an emergency room was in 2017. He has been hospitalized 2 times, and the last time he was hospitalized was in 2015. The claimant states that his post-sictal symptoms include sleeping, comma, and weakness and tiredness, along with muscle soreness. The claimant states that during the seizure, he usually bites his tongue, screams aloud, has loss of consciousness, and muscle spasms. He states that the seizures have affected his memory greatly. He is presently on levetiracetam, 500 milligrams BID, and he was diagnised with grand mal seizures, which do not appear to be well controlled at this time. Allegation number 2, abdominal hernia. The claimant states that since 2015, he has had a above umbilical midline abdominal hernia. No surgeries have been performed. He says occasionally he'll have a cramping pain, which is located in the upper abdominal area above the umbilicus. He states it does not radiate to any other place and that it usually lasts for about 5 minutes. He states he has these cramps at least once a day. He denies any associated symptoms of nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, diarrhea, comma, constipation, comma, melena, comma, hematemesis, comma, but does have occasional weakness. He denies any weight loss, comma, and is not food intolerant to any foods at this time. He was diagnosed with a upper abdominal reducible hernia, which appears to be stable. He is not taking any medications for this condition at this time. The claimant's limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 2 to 3 hours, comma, climb 2 to 3 flights of stairs, comma, squat, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 70 pounds above his head. He is unable to use a skillet because of the seizures. He has no assistive devices that he uses, and his physician is Dr. J. Gonzalez. He is presently on Tylenol 500 milligrams QD when he has aches and pains, which do give him relief. The claimant does only minor work chores around the house. Family history. The father died of a myocardial infarction in his 70s. He also had hypertension. The mother is alive, and she suffers from diabetes mellitus, asthma, and congestive heart failure. She's approximately 83 years old. Medications, levetiracetam, 500 milligrams, one tablet BID. Medical problems, hepatitis C, comma, hyperbilirubinemia, comma, alkaline phosphatase elevation, comma, elevated liver enzymes, comma, thrombocytopenia, comma, renal insufficiency, comma, history of prediabetes, comma, history of alcohol abuse, abdominal hernia, comma, and seizure disorder. Social history. Tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1/2 pack of cigarettes per day for 40 years. Alcohol. The claimant has a history of drinking 18 beers per day for 40 years. The claimant does have delirium tremors and seizure disorder. He was in rehab for 2 or 3 months. Substance abuse. The claimant has a history of using marijuana and cocaine. He denies the use of crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used marijuana and cocaine was in 1990. Communicable diseases. The claimant has a history of hepatitis C. He denies any HIV or any other sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight, 150 pounds. Height, 5 feet 6 inches. BP, 132 over 85 mmHg. Heart rate, 65 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. BMI, 24. General. This is a 60-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No sclera ictus was noted, but he did have some mild conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have some missing teeth and poor dentition. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. The claimant does appear to have bilateral hypoacusis, which is mild. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was moderately abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant did have glasses. He lost them and did not present to my office with glasses at this time. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, and non-distended on palpation. Normal after bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. except for a midline above umbilical area hernia measuring 7 centimeters by 7 centimeters, which appears to be reducible by physical examination. Could you please drop down to the last page? Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears with mild deficiency, but speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for a history of liver disease and seizure disorder. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restrictive limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to poorly controlled seizures and a history of liver disease. Probable diagnoses. Number one, seizure disorder, dash being treated at this time, appears to be somewhat poorly controlled and probably needs to be reevaluated for an increase in medications. Number two, above umbilical midline hernia, which is reducible on physical examination and appears to be stable at this time. The claimant states he refused surgery secondary to having fear of possibly dying during the surgery. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jesus Muniz Jr.